This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Personal Development Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Dane here, who is an international speaker, author, and facilitator of advanced workshops and access consciousness worldwide. Dr. Dane here is unique in transforming points of view on change, body, sex, and relationship transcend everything currently being taught. Dr. Here is also the author of 8 books on the topics of embodiment, healing, money, and relationships. His latest book, Being You, Changing the World, was published in June of 2011. Dr. Here, certainly a privilege to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
Eric, it's a pleasure to be with you.
It certainly is. Thanks for coming out today. So you wrote a book called Being You, Changing the World that has just been translated into its 4th language. Certainly impressive. What is the book all about?
Well, basically, it's written for the seekers of the world. You know, the people who are looking for something different, something greater, who may not have had the tools to create it. And it literally is the tools to start accessing that, I don't know if you want to call it the still small voice within, or that thing that you access sometimes in your life where you feel like you're at total peace, where there's no judgment of anything and you can do anything. This is about getting there to actually live that in our daily waking, breathing lives, but also the tools to get out of the muck when you're in it so you can actually be that all the time.
And why would you say from your perspective the book is different than other books out there?
Well, first of all, it's actually not about me imposing my point of view on you. It's me inviting you to get to finally connect with what's true for you. And so from that perspective, it's about you rather than me, even though I wrote the book. You know, it's not called Being Dane Changing the World for a reason. You know, it's Being You Changing the World. And it really is about the reader starting to access what's actually true for them. And the other thing about it is it gives real practical tools. One of the things I was missing a long time ago was the tools to create change. I wanted to create change. I wanted to do things differently in my life. I wanted to be happier, but the tools weren't available in the trenches of life. There were tools in the workshops and seminars I'd taken that worked great while you were in the workshop, or they worked great if you lived in a cave in India somewhere, but they didn't work, you know, when you had all the normal stuff that comes up for us and paying bills and having jobs and having families and stuff. And this book is filled with tools that actually work in those situations.
The book has now turned into classes where you teach people how to be their most authentic selves. It sounds simple. However, why is this so important?
Well, I think the thing, Eric, is that a lot of us are trying to live lives that have very little to do with us. You know, we're trying to do what we need to do to try to make our parents happy or make our families happy or something that we decided at a really young age would make us happy, because everybody told us that that's what we should do, except it doesn't very much to do with us. And it's really kind of a simple thing. It's like when you get to this space of accessing what is true for you, whatever that is, and it may be different than what's true for anybody else around you, when you get to that space, it's like all of your whole life sort of falls into order. It's like you actually get to start waking up happy, and you have a sense of peace with you as you go throughout your day. And then what happens is you start to create things as if by magic. It's like, truly, that's the place where you step into ask and you shall receive. You just go, hey, I'd like to change this, and the path shows up in front of you. So this thing about being us is like, if you could imagine what it's like to have a total sense of peace, a total sense of ease, no matter the situation, no matter the person you're around, and then choose your life from there, that's what's actually on order. That's what's possible.
Today we are with Dr. Dane here, an international speaker, author, and the co-creator of Access Consciousness, a pragmatic set of tools, techniques, and philosophies that allow you to create dynamic change in every area of your life. Here on eHealth Radio's Personal Development Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Here, you are constantly in the media, doing interviews and traveling the world, teaching these classes. What is the biggest tip that you would like the people to know listening in today?
Well, first thing is, what if there's nothing wrong with you? What if everything that you thought was a wrongness of you is actually a strongness of you? Like, for example, one of the things that people come to me with a lot is they say, you know what, I'm so scattered. I've been told I need to be more consistent. I've had 6 jobs in the last 3 years, you know, And I say, well, what if there's nothing wrong with that? And they go, what do you mean? Everybody tells me it's wrong. And I say, yeah, but what if it's because you have so much capacity that you learn things so quickly that then you get bored that you're onto something else? I said, how can you actually use this on your behalf? And so one of the questions I would encourage people to ask is, what's right about me that I'm not getting? And that can sound so simple, except most people spend a huge amount of their lives in judgment of what they're doing wrong. Asking this one question can start to open the door for a different possibility to show up, because you start, based on the question you ask, that's what you look for. And when you go, what's right about me I'm not getting, you stop looking for the wrongness as you get to the place where you can start looking for what is right about you, what is great about you that you haven't acknowledged before. And if you can undo this one thing, if you can undo the wrongness of you, your life becomes so much easier and so much more fun, and your health improves, which is the interesting thing. One of the biggest correlations between disease is between disease and unhappiness. Unhappiness is correlated with everything from low back pain to cancer to emphysema. I mean, almost every major disease process has a correlation with the level of life satisfaction somebody has. Well, what's one of the biggest things that destroys our satisfaction with ourselves is judging us as wrong. So ask what's right about me I'm not getting, and look at what if every wrongness of you were a strongness of you? What else would be possible then?
I like that. Now, once people are truly being themselves, what difference can they notice other than their health? I mean, I guess we could just kind of continue on with this.
Yeah, well, basically, it's like the thing that people start to notice, the people that, you know, I've had the fortune of working with thousands of people over the last 14 years that I've been doing this work. And what people tell me is, number one, they start noticing that their sense of self improves. In other words, they come out of judgment of them, which we've spoken about. But what that also creates is they tell me also that their relationships improve. Rather than feeling like their relationships are a fight and a struggle, it's like there seems to be this sense of peace that enters their relationship, and their relationships improve. And then they also talk about the idea that what happens is they start to become more successful in whatever job they do, or they change jobs to something that actually works better for them. And it's amazing to see the number of people that are in relationships that aren't what they would have chosen had they truly been functioning from what they would like to choose. And so those relationships change for the better, and then so does the job situation. It's really weird. It's like all the major aspects of life, you know, the finances, the career, the health, the relationships start to shift in this way of going in the direction of what the person would actually like, not what they thought they had to live with or thought they had to deal with.
Now, 2014 looks like another busy year for you, and especially with classes in Estonia, Australia, America, and Europe. Do you find the same things everywhere in the world that you see in the U.S.?
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting because there are certain things that are similar, you know. It's like people have a desire for a level of peace, a level of ease. You know, they want to be fulfilled in what they do. Those things are similar, and yet there are these sort of large, in a sense, cultural differences in different countries around the world. And so it's this really cool thing to be able to travel there and get their perspective, because what happens is when I go there and get their perspective, it adds to what I'm able to contribute to people all around the world. So there are certain cultural things, like in Australia, for example, that are different. It's like Australia still has a sense of adventure, kind of like we had in the U.S., you know, in the 40s and 50s and 60s. And it's kind of like 1960s U.S. So going over there, there's still this sense of adventure. There's not the sense of, hey, we've been there and done that. And what that does, it opens the door for a different level of willingness to sort of embrace something different. And that's one of the things I find in traveling the world is, you know, in a lot of ways in America, we're just so blessed. It's really cool. We're really fortunate. And I think in a lot of ways, because we had been world leaders for so long, we kind of got complacent a little bit. So we figured we could have anything we want just by, you know, ordering it on the internet or something. In other places where they have to struggle more for it, it's like they seem to be even more willing to have change. They seem to be even more willing to have something different because it seems to be more valuable based on that struggle. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to go, hey, America, let's wake up. You know, come on, guys. We can do more. We can create more. We can choose more. What's it going to take for us to be willing to do that and realize that the possibilities actually exist?
Yeah, real motivation there. Now, where can our listeners be able to connect with you and also get more information online?
You can go to drdainhere.com, which is drdainhere.com. And there's a couple of free video series there that are my gift to you that are just, once again, tools and some inspiration and sometimes just some entertainment. But it's a way of paying forward the gifts that these tools have been for me that have changed my life. And, you know, it's like, man, the more that we give, the more we receive. So this is my attempt to give back.
We certainly appreciate that. And in conclusion, any closing thoughts or a tip on the topic that we have been covering today?
Well, you know what? From my point of view, being you is actually about coming out of the judgment of you and the idea that you're wrong in any way. You know, and I'd ask people, imagine what it would be like to not have to feel wrong about you in any way, for any reason, ever again. And what if you truly are? What if you truly being you is the gift and the change and the difference the earth requires? And what I would ask is now the time to step up?
Certainly the time is now. Dr. Dane here, we certainly appreciate your taking the time to join us here today on eHealth Radio, and come back anytime.
Thanks so much, Eric. Have a great one.
Hey, you too. We've been speaking with Dr. Dane here, an international speaker, author, and the co-creator of Access Consciousness, a pragmatic set of tools, techniques, and philosophies that allow you to create dynamic change in every area of your life. And the website of reference and for contact in all regards is drdanehere.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Personal Development Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.